Welcome to From Bondage to Freedom, the podcast that explores the deeper relevant issues of human trafficking, the betrayal from the firsthand experiences of those who have suffered under the hands of these criminals. Today, we'll be talking about part two of Shelter That Heals. In our last podcast, we introduced Salma, a teen who was lured into human trafficking by a family friend. Salma's journey included false promises, beatings, starvation, rape, and coercion. Like many others tricked into sexual slavery, she felt that her best choice was to comply in the hopes of a better treatment. Resignation begins the numbing process that traffickers work toward. Once a person is fully submitted, a trafficker can get them to do just about anything. We pick up Salma's story, and I promise you, it will make you want to jump out of your seat. You may remember that Salma was stopped at a border crossing between Nepal and India after she caught the attention of border guards and a local ministry team. Under questioning, Salma told them everything, and to her surprise, they not only believed her, but they cared for her, and they had a practical plan to get her to safety and new life. In the girls' restoration home, Salma began to believe that she was in a good place. It took a time to trust that, yes, this was a place of peace and healing. There was something about the crafts and knitting that calmed her grieving spirit, and she loved hearing about Jesus during devotionals, how he protected and healed women who were rejected by others. It wasn't long before she gave her heart and life to him. She was lonely, though, for home, and thoughts of all the girls there who were being lured and sold troubled her mind constantly. Every single girl she knew eventually went missing. Now she understood the reality. They were not missing. They were being sold and used and abused. Oh, how she longed to get back to her village and help girls there gain skills that would produce an income so that their families wouldn't succumb to the false promises of traffickers. Salma shared with a caregiver in the restoration home that she was thinking of one day going home to see what she could do to save other girls there from the suffering she had gone through. The caregiver wisely cautioned her to reconsider. First, it was just too soon. Salma had just begun her healing journey. There was so much more to do. Secondly, under cultural pressures, she would be ostracized for bringing shame on the family by becoming one who was unsuccessful, unmarried, and returning to the village. Everyone would assume that she had been with men. But Salma felt an irresistible compelling to save those girls. So she made the familiar trip across the border on foot and into the hills of the breathtaking Himalayas. After 2 days' journey, she crested a hill and could see her village, her home, on a distant mountaintop. Salma kept going and she kept praying. Lord Jesus, go with me. Please show me what to do. As she entered the village, people turned their backs on her and they whispered about her. It only took a few minutes before word traveled to her father and he appeared in the middle of the road, embarrassed and angry. He slapped her so hard that she fell to the ground. But Salma did not rise. She wasn't surprised. She had anticipated his hostility. I am changed, she said without looking at him. I have something I made for you. She shifted the bag that was on her back and she opened it. She picked up a wool hat that she had knitted for her father and a matching scarf and offered them to him. He literally reeled and stepped back and exclaimed, "Salma, I can't believe you made these. I thought you were too stupid to do anything like this. Come home and we'll talk about it." Salma began teaching girls in her village and surrounding villages trades of knitting and sewing, the things she excelled at. And girls there began planting a vegetable garden, as she described she had seen in the restoration home. Her father actually slept beside the garden at night to guard the hard work of these girls. Now, I remember those terrible feelings of compelling. I would close my eyes and be haunted by what girls were feeling. I knew that they were feeling betrayal and horror and shame, so much so that I simply could not rest until I did something to save them, to save girls like Salma, who now have a story of healing, hope, and a new life to share that can benefit so many. Oh, what a joy we have to be His servants.